USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The domestic violence suspect who ended up being shot in the back by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers 2 weeks ago has released a video from his hospital bed. Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed from the waist down, talks about pain that he's been feeling and also encourages other African Americans to change their lives for the better.
Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money, make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
The one-minute video was released through Blake family lawyer Benjamin Crump. A record-breaking heat wave continues in the Southwest. Los Angeles could reach 110 today. Some slight relief there is expected tomorrow, but the demand for power to run AC across California could lead to rolling power outages over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Kentucky Derby number 146 is in the books.
Authentic, here's the ball, here's the wire. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. Authentic, the first wire-to-wire Derby winner since 2002 when War Emblem did it. Authentic's win means no Triple Crown winner this year. The Preakness Stakes will be run late this month. There were no fans in the stands at Churchill Downs, but over 1,000 people demonstrated outside the track, some demanding the Louisville police officers involved in the shooting death of a black woman, Breonna Taylor, be arrested, while others were there to support police. Last evening, the mayor said there were only some minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. The huge lake fire near Lake Hughes, California has now been 95% contained. It's been burning since the 12th of August, and it's scorched 32,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Iowa's Secretary of State is calling news reports of President Trump urging his supporters to vote twice untrue.
His concern was that some of those may not get through the process properly and was encouraging voters to go to the polling places and see if they actually received their mailed-in ballot, and if not, that's when they would vote.
Republican Utah AG Paul Pate says the president's concern was strictly to make sure that all votes are counted. Reports on CNN, in Forbes, and USA Today have claimed that the president was urging people to vote twice, which would be illegal. Portland, Oregon street rioters throwing firebombs at police officers on the city's northeast side last night. Portland police say what they call a tumultuous and violent conduct situation included the use of firebombs, which injured at least one of the agitators as well. Reuters reporting that some arrests were made, although the number of those arrested has not yet been confirmed by police. Last night was the 100th consecutive night of a wave of chaos and civil unrest in parts of that city. And the hit CBS comedy Mom is returning for an 8th season, but without one of its stars, Anna Faris. It leaves her character's mother, Allison Janney, as the only lead. Faris apparently bowed out early while filming stopped due to the pandemic, even though she's in the middle of a contract. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.